Jeannie McCarthy was 20 minutes and 4 miles away from Longhampton Town Hall when she had the first thought about her impending marriage that she couldn't push to one side. That thought was, I can't breathe. To be fair, the claustrophobic sensation in her chest was partly down to the dress she was wearing. Jeannie's wedding gown was a corseted fairy tale of a frock, with tulle underskirts that whispered with every movement, and delicate ivory roses swooping across the satin sweetheart bodice. Not something Jeannie would normally have chosen. Her style was more harem pants and or docks, depending on the weather. But she'd been so startled by the vision of elegance facing her in the mirror that the decision somehow felt out of her hands. She looked right in it, like a real bride. The boutique assistant had covered her mouth with her white-gloved hands, while the owner rushed over to the fitting room, congratulatory flute of Prosecco at the ready. That's the one, she'd breathed, nodding reverentially. Trust me, darling, that's your dress. It seemed like fate that Jeannie had found her dress, first off the rails. But then it had felt like fate when Dan was the first person who messaged her the night she gave up on finding Mr. Wright the old-fashioned way and jumped reluctantly into online dating. From there, just a year from first date to wedding date. Not a single minute wasted. Or, as the shop owner put it, with another reassuring nod, when you know, you know. It had all happened so fast, so very, very fast. Of course, the other reason for the tightness in Jeannie's chest was the growing realization that she was about to make a massive mistake. Jeannie tried to take another, deeper breath and nearly choked. The rigid lacing stopped her from filling her lungs more than half full, and she was pretty sure lack of oxygen was starting to affect her brain. She hadn't taken a full breath since she'd been laced into the corset back at the bridal suite, and now her head was swimming. The chilly glass of champagne thrust into her hand before she left hadn't helped. Just relax, you, the hotel owner had said with a smile. More booze. Her dad had finished it off for her. Mrs. Hicks. Jeannie Hicks. It sounded like a stranger. It sounded like a hiccup. By 3 o'clock, she'd be Mrs. Jeannie Hicks for the rest of her life. Jeannie McCarthy, singer, songwriter, teacher, daughter, would be someone else. Panic rocketed up into her throat, leaving a bitter space dust trail behind it. Jeannie swallowed, but the scorching sensation didn't go away. She shot a sideways glance at her dad, Brian, sitting next to her in the back of the car, but he was gazing out of the window, mouthing his speech to himself, pausing and smiling intermittently, angling his head in acknowledgement of the imaginary laughter.